So here it is, Thanksgiving week stretching out ahead of us. When you think of Thanksgiving, what do you think about? Food, turkey, what else? Family, yes, what else? Gratitude, yes, what else? The Lions losing. Well, I've never paid attention in 60 years, so I'm probably not going to start now. What else do you think of? Hunting season, a lot of people do, sure. Cold weather, sure snuck up on us quick, didn't it? It was 70 one day, and I'm mowing like a banshee and mowing my leaves. If you could see me in the fall, I'm a maniac with mowing the leaves. I don't know why, I love to do it. I have a tractor and I have about an acre and a quarter, and I mow and mow, and I sing when I do it. And my neighbors are used to me now. I've been there 21 years, but they wave, you know, that's a crazy Rick. So I think that there's another thing that this season, this Thanksgiving time, is good for us for spiritual practice. Now, those of you who are here at the fellowship, many of whom have studied the course many times, the workbook lessons, so you understand the power of spiritual practice. But so I invited our church this morning, our center, and I'm going to invite you into a deepening of your own spiritual practice this as we move through the holidays. I found a wonderful quote from Brother David Steindl-Rast. It says this, "In daily life, we must see that it is not happiness that makes us grateful, but gratefulness that makes us happy." You see, our wisdom is 180 degrees from God. We would give once we receive. And the law is we give and then we receive. This is the law. And this is the law with all things. So we give, we focus our attention on gratefulness, on gratitude, on thanksgiving, thanks living, I call it. And what happens is our lives become in alignment. Now, I'm not going to tell you that happens overnight. Like, if I have a magic wand in my desk. I didn't bring it today, but every once in a while when somebody wants an instant response, I get my wand out and I light it up and I wave it. I said, "Did anything change?" "No, because you have to do the work. If I could do it for you, I would have already done it for you." So, I'm going to share a couple of spiritual practices. You may have your own, but this is a time really for redoubling because we move from Thanksgiving, we move into the Advent season, the journey to the Christ, to the renewal of that Christ in us. And then, I don't know what you do here, but we do a burning bowl and then a white stone ceremony. So we really start now with building Thanksgiving and then move through the Christmas season and then to birth something new in us, of course. And as we birth it in us, then we make it new in the world. So I want to share with you part of a reading from part of Lesson 123 from the workbook of A Course in Miracles. "Today let us be thankful. We have come to gentler pathways and smoother roads. There is no thought of turning back and no implacable resistance to the truth. A bit of wavering remains." Anybody a little wavering now and then? Yeah, thank you for being honest, right? Here we are. "A bit of wavering remains, some small objections, and a little hesitance. But you can well be grateful for your gains, which are greater than you realize. A day devoted now to gratitude will add the benefit of some insight into the real extent of all the gains which you have made, the gifts which you have received. Be glad today. In loving thankfulness, your Father has not left you to yourself, nor let you wander in the dark alone. Be grateful that He has saved you from the self you thought you made to take the place of Him and His creation. Give Him thanks today. Give thanks that He has not abandoned you and that His love forever will remain shining on you, forever without change. Give thanks as well that you are changeless, for the Son He loves is changeless as Himself. Be grateful you are saved. Be grateful you have a function in salvation to fulfill. Be grateful that your value far transcends your meager gifts and petty judgments of the one whom God established as His Son. Today in gratitude we lift our hearts above despair and raise our thankful eyes, no more looking downward to the dust We sing the song of thankfulness today in honor of the self that God has willed to be our true identity in Him. Today we smile on everyone we see and walk with lighted footsteps as we go to do what is appointed us to do. And I love that piece that says we don't look down anymore. We have a gentleman who's joined our center about 2 years ago and is now our treasurer, and he had no spiritual background at all. None, which is very unusual. I mean, most of us had something. Somebody, we got drugged somewhere, right? A church, a camp, or something. But he didn't. He went to a church with neighbors one time, and he was just a little kid. He didn't know what to expect. And the preacher was talking about, well, the devil's down there and God's up there. And he said, then why do we look down when we pray? Right? It seems a logical question to me. Well, the preacher, of course, he didn't have an answer. So he got all flustered and got mad, you know. Have you noticed how sometimes we do that? Somebody asks us a question, we don't have an answer, rather than the honest, wow, I don't know. It's like the ego wants to hide, doesn't it? Because it thinks it should know. And one of the things that I've learned is the older I get, the less I know. And I'm just okay with it. I love the don't know mind. The don't know mind is a powerful place to live. Because when I embrace the don't know mind, when I don't have a quick answer to every question, it leaves me open to all possibilities. It leaves me open to find an answer in meditation. It leaves me open to experience the guidance of the indwelling spirit. And more, if I live long enough, I think that I will probably make no more decisions at all. I will just let them come from my guidance in the stillness. So, Thanksgiving time. Years ago, when I started in New Thought, about 41 years ago, the minister at what was then called Unity of the Infinite Presence was a guy by the name of Jack Boland. And I remember those first lectures that I heard, those first talks, and I took away some very key concepts. And one of them is this, that attitudes are simply habits of thinking. Get the concept? The attitudes that build up our consciousness are habits of thinking. Now you can change any habit. Some are difficult. I smoked for years, smoked cigarettes, and I wanted to not be a smoker anymore. And so I would visualize that, and I would imagine it, and I would work on it, and I would put them away, and I'd take them back out again. And then 13 years ago in June, I had a heart attack. Mild one. And I quit smoking that day. So every habit can be changed. I hope you don't have to go that extravagant to change the habit. And how do we change a habit of thinking? How do we change an attitude? Anybody got any sense of it? Yes.
One step at a time.
A step at a time. That's a good spot to start. What else? What do we do to replace a habit? We have a deeply rooted habit. I'm sorry? Affirmations are good. What else?
Mantras
is good. I suggest repetition in there too. Because we've created a synapse. We've created a groove essentially in the brain in our thinking. We've gone around and around and around the circle a long time. So that very often we're simply responding from the attitude, from our consciousness, which has been established. So now you come and you say, well, I've been doing that and I want to do that. So now you replace that with something. And you have to do it for a while. At least 28 days. I've read lots of research about different amounts of times. 21 days, 28 days, 2 months, 3 months. I know it's just a long time. So I invite you, if you're willing, and you don't have to, I invite you, if you're interested in having a experience that's happier and more filled with gratitude. Anybody, does that interest anyone here to live a happier, more grateful kind of a life? So then start now. Start today. And there's a couple of, anybody here familiar with a gratitude list? Have you ever used that tool, right? So what's your understanding of the gratitude list, anybody?
Repetition.
Every day. There's lots of ways to use a gratitude list. I've often used them as well when I'm really stuck in the mud and feeling really shut down from it. The very first thing I often do is grab a list and make a list of 10 things quick that I'm grateful for to get my mind off of what I've been thinking about, right? Whether you caught the law of mind action, which we teach in Unity, or the law of attraction, the law is that where your attention goes, your energy flows. And where our energy flows, what's happening? Well, it's expanding. We're getting more of whatever we're focused on. And it doesn't matter whether or not you believe that. It's the law. And it works whether or not you believe it. It works all of the time, 100% of the time. And you and I both know, we all know people who are really stuck in their stuff. And I spent about 25 years trying to get them unstuck. Hopeless. Who can I get unstuck? Me. My full-time job. And I can share ideas. And part of the reason why we come together in a fellowship, we come together in spiritual community, is to share and support each other. Because almost all of us slip once in a while. We lose a little bit of ourselves once in a while. I lose my mind every once in a while, just a little bit. It's good to have people around who can say, hey, Rick, breathe. Rick, you're okay. Your feet are on the ground. I got a little bit crazy after the election, like some people did. It's like, I just hold myself up for a couple of days and meditated and prayed. And it's not for the reasons you might think. It's just I saw so much fighting going on. So, Thanksgiving is a wonderful time for gratitude practice. So here's one I suggest to you. There's a simple version and a tougher meaning. It takes more time. The simple version is keep a gratitude journal. Journal at least one or two things every day from now till January the 1st, at least. Just two things. Here's what I'm going to do with this. And you can put them in a journal. You can put them on Facebook. You can share them on Twitter. You can just keep it to yourself because it's for you, whatever feels right for you. I'm going to use my blog to put out at least 10 things every day, and I haven't done today yet, so I will before midnight, and I'm going to go to the end of the year at least without ever repeating anything. Take a deep breath. Why do you think I might not want to repeat something? Anybody? You have to work here. You know, I don't know about your other speakers, but... Well, we do the same list over and over again, and it often starts with, I'm grateful for the breath, and I'm grateful for my life, and I'm grateful for my friends. How are you feeling, Rick? I'm fine. Everything is good. Well, it's not. Your whole presence. So, I love to make myself dig a little bit. What am I grateful for today? What's something you're grateful for today? Anybody? What are you grateful for?
You.
Thank you. I'm grateful for you. Otherwise, I would just be talking in the air. What else? What are you grateful for?
I can drink the water out of my faucet.
You can drink the water out of your faucet. Yes. That's a big deal.
And I can also bathe.
You can what?
Also bathe.
Do you live down near Flint?
No. I live in this area, but we had water when we were out.
Okay.
We didn't have water one weekend.
Okay, so you know. I mean, so we take things for granted, don't we? And that's another thing that a gratitude practice helps us come awake from, is that habitual, there's a million things that we take for granted, right? I had friends from South Africa visit me, and we went to the grocery store. We went to Meijer, of all places, a Meijer. Is there anybody in Michigan who's not been in a Meijer in the last 2 weeks? You haven't, okay. Okay. Well, we took my friends there, and they were like, you can buy everything here. And I said, well, pretty much. Everything. He said, my friend said, this isn't even growing here now. I said, no, it's being flown here from some other part of the world. And his reaction to the experience made me take a look at what I take for granted. That we live in an amazingly abundant, rich, incredible world, universe. And whatever part of that I'm focusing my attention on is growing. It's getting more. So there are a lot of things around us, sisters and brothers, that would draw our attention to, oh my goodness, it's so bad, the sky is falling, isn't it awful? Well, maybe in your world, I've said to more than one person in the last couple of weeks, but not in mine. Not in mine. So between now and the end of the year, just invite you to play with that. Play with a gratitude practice. It's been very interesting for me, produced interesting results. I've blogged them, I've shared them, I've kept track of them. Attitudes are habits of thinking. An author by the name of Annette Bridges says, I love this quote. I just wanted you to get a feel for this. Gratitude helps us to see what is there instead of what isn't. Gratitude helps us see what is there instead of what isn't. How often are we focused on what we don't have, thinking that if we could have what we don't have, then we would be happy? It will never happen. Never. Never. But gratitude primes the pump. I found this a guy who teaches what he calls Japanese psychology, and I've never heard of it. I mean, and I've been more than a casual student of New Thought a long time in personal transformation. Because what I know, he's teaching, he calls it that, I call it mindfulness. But he says this: your experience of life is not based on your life, but on what you pay attention to. What are you paying attention to? And who are you accepting as truth, the voices around you? I hope not the media. You know that the media is not a news provider. You do know that, don't you, everybody here? The purpose of the media is to sell advertising. That's what their purpose. They're a business. They're here to sell advertising. And they want to get you to watch, so they sell that. They put out the most sensational stuff they can find. Where can we turn? Within. The quote? Yep, this one, your experience of life is not based on your life, but on what you pay attention to. His name is Greg, GREGGKRECH. And he has an interesting couple of online courses that I think I might take. So, I'm going to close this talk with this thought. Some of you know Martha, know that I've been a longtime student of hers and of the work of Byron Katie. Have had a big influence on my thinking and on my job as a spiritual leader. About 4 years ago this weekend, as a matter of fact, Martha was at Renaissance Unity when I was still there as the associate. And she delivered a lesson with this challenge in it, or with this idea. And I love an idea that's alive in me, that works in me. And the idea was this: what if when you woke tomorrow morning, all you had was what you were thankful for today? What would you have? What would you have? God bless you this Thanksgiving and Christmas time. Know that you're in my thoughts and prayers. I'm grateful to be here. God bless you all.